Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome into the Lake Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. I am Chris Tubbs. H Lake is off tonight. I'm coming at you live from Target Field watching the Kansas City Royals take batting practice tonight. Going to be a great weekend here at the old ball yard for the Kansas City Royals and your Minnesota Twins. Battle two very good teams in the American League Central, both facing off and both trailing the Detroit Tigers, who continue to have the best record in Major League Baseball. We'll get to the Twins and the big news coming out of Twins camp earlier on today, getting one of their superstars back. But we're going to go ahead and kick it off talking about the Minnesota Timberwolves and the 0-2 hole that they have dug themselves against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, with me being here, Jonathan Lowe is back in the studio, and I'm going to get his thoughts on this in just a minute, but the first two games for Timberwolves fans, I know it's been frustrating. I know it's been annoying, and you feel as if this team is just imploding. You feel it. They can't hit shots. They're turning the ball over. You know, a lot of things are going wrong. They can compete for the first half. And then the third quarter, it just everything comes off, and the wheels are off. And fourth quarter, you're just in survival mode. I want to flip this around a little bit and say that the two games to none hole isn't necessarily about the Timberwolves, although they do have a couple of issues that they've got to clean up. Obviously, the turnovers, we know. Julius Randle last night, after talking to an official, didn't play the fourth quarter. Not having Julius Randle on the floor in the fourth quarter, very curious. Even with Julius Randle on the court, I don't think it would have mattered. But for the Timberwolves, I just got to say sorry about your luck, because this series is not about the Timberwolves. This series is about the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Wolves are in the Western Conference Finals for back-to-back years, which is a great story. We love it. We haven't had this sort of buzz, and you know, we're thirsting for a championship. But the Timberwolves, unlike last year where Dallas knocked off Oklahoma City, and Dallas was coming in with the two big stars, Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic, they were taking on a Wolves team that was gassed, that had spent everything in that seven-game series that is going to live on in infamy with Minnesota Timberwolves fans. This year is a completely different ball of wax. Now, I'm not going to talk about the 14-2 run that Oklahoma City started the third quarter on last night after they moved they got a three-point lead up to an eight-point lead going into half. This is a historically good Oklahoma City team that, unfortunately, the Timberwolves just happened to be the last team that is in the way before Oklahoma City is on their quest for an NBA championship. I'm not saying the series is over, not by any stretch, but these numbers that Oklahoma City is throwing out is insane to me. They're 68-14. Best record in franchise history, best in the league. They set records for point differential, winning by an average of almost 13 points per game. They've had 40 wins in the regular season out of their 82 games. Almost half of the games that they played in the regular season, they won by at least 15 points. And now, including the playoffs, they've won 60 games by double digits. That is an insane number to think about. And it doesn't matter if it's the Wolves. It doesn't matter if it was the Rockets or the Warriors or the Lakers or, you know, insert team name here. I just feel like Oklahoma City, your margin for error is slim to, it was slim to none in game one. And knowing that you've got, you know, essentially five games and you've got to win four, it's a very, very tough hill for the Minnesota Timberwolves to climb. Let's bring in Jonathan Lowe, who's back at the studios downtown Minneapolis, just a few blocks away from me here at Target Field. And J-Lo, I know that Wolves fans are disappointed. We're frustrated. We kind of feel like this is an opportunity lost. But I just think when you're looking at a team like OKC, they're different. They're built differently. They play differently. This is one of those teams that, unfortunately, I don't think it matters who you are. I just feel like it's kind of a destiny sort of thing for OKC.
This is a team, and again, I love numbers, but I'm not fully invested in the whole analytics and metrics breakdown. But by all accounts, the metrics and the analytics, like you said, this is a historically great team. With the way that they defend, they're basically, you remember the Twins, and we'll get, you know, you'll get to the Twins, just kind of a segue here, but kind of a cross reference. When Ozzie Guillen called the Twins the Piranhas.
The Piranhas, yeah.
This is kind of what Oklahoma City feels like to me, that Piranha type suffocating defense that can shift, that can switch, that can cover all different angles of the court. The biggest thing that I would say in Minnesota's favor, though, is that, and I know it's different, regular season versus playoffs, they split in the regular season versus this team. It's not like they got swept and got blown out in every game versus the Thunder. I have a feeling they know they can play with these guys. And the fact that they're missing shots, I thought they had too many three-pointers in the opening game.
Agreed. They're settling for way too many perimeter shots when they should have been more aggressive.
I was watching the game, and in the middle of the second quarter, I said, they're doing a lot of settling. They're doing a lot of settling for threes. Now, it's going to be difficult to get inside when you have that length, when you have that athleticism, and when you have two basically seven-foot towers in there by the names of Chet Holmgren and Isaiah Hartenstein. It's tough to get in there, but you have to, something has to switch, something has to change. The role players, we'll see if that adage is true, that the role players step up more when they get home, when they're on the road. But the Thunder have been a pick your poison this series. Julius Randle was great the first half of game one. Anthony Edwards was really good last night. They need to come together, and I think a lot of people understand that. And also, you need to have another presence. Jaden McDaniels, I think he had 20 last night, but it was a real quiet 20. He needs to be better suited to get more points in a more effective manner. And what do you do with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? What do you do?
Yeah.
He can get to his spot. He can get his shot. I actually want to applaud him. I think he alone is going to be the savior of bringing back the mid-range game with one the thing, way he scores.
Yeah, one thing that impresses me about OKC is their ability to dribble drive, and you said get to the mid-range, get to the elbow, and they don't completely go to the rim, but they give themselves just a little bit of space. And they create that separation on offense. And it's so hard when you've got a team like the Timberwolves that has the length that, I mean, if you look at how they match up, I don't think they're all that different. You know what I mean? In terms of looking at, you know, where guys, you know, one-to-one, I don't think there's that much of a difference. But I just think it's the execution and the way that OKC, you mentioned that, you know, the Piranhas. I was thinking about Nolan Richardson's Arkansas team.
40 minutes of hell.
40 minutes of hell. Yeah, I feel like it's 48 minutes of hell when you're playing Oklahoma City, because you get over half court and they are going to lock you down, and they make it just awfully tough. You got to be able, you know, Rudy Gobert, Lake and I were talking about this last night. Rudy Gobert, this is not a good series. This is not a good matchup for Rudy Gobert when you've got guys like Chet Holmgren and Isaiah Hartenstein.
And I was thinking about this earlier today. This is similar to, in a way, in my opinion, this is similar to what happened last year with Dallas. I remember Charles Barkley during the TNT post games talking about, this is a bad matchup for the Timberwolves.
Mm-hmm.
This may be a bad matchup. But again, in it being a bad matchup, I still think these guys believe, hey, we can play with these guys. Remember the home and home back during the regular season where Minnesota lost a lead during the first half and they got blown out in the Target Center. The next night they're in Oklahoma City and they're getting the doors blown off of them.
And that 25-point comeback with Anthony Edwards on the bench.
And they came back and won the game.
Yep.
That's the kind of belief that this team is going to need. Don't tell us that it's a different time of the year and this is a different team. We feel we're a different kind of team. That's what I think they need to tell themselves. And will it come true? It's looking very unlikely that it will, but I think that's what they have to tell themselves.
Yeah, I am in agreement with that. I just hope that tomorrow, Target Center be popping, right? It's got to be lit. Is that what the kids say? Is lit still a thing? Because if it's lit, it's got to be lit. It's got to be on. It's got to be.
You're the one with children. You're the one that has the inside knowledge. I have no children. I have no inside knowledge.
My 14-year-old uses lingo and words that I don't even use. I become the old dad that's like, I don't even know, like, what do you mean? Like, she's using words, and I'm like, is this how you use it? She's like, no. I'm like, okay. So, anyway, tomorrow, Game 3, Wolves, Thunder. Wolves must win. I know Trent Tucker last night when he was talking to Lake said it wasn't a must win. Tomorrow, I'm going to use the old adage, hashtag must win Wolves Thunder tomorrow night.
You're not beating this team four straight. If you can't beat them four out of five, you're not beating them four straight.
Absolutely, 100% spot on. Hey, when we come back, we're getting ready for Game 1 between the Kansas City Royals and your Minnesota Twins. Cleveland is out of town, which means the weather is finally nice, because wherever Cleveland goes, the weather is awful. So Cleveland out, Kansas City in. Ballpark should be a great night. Kansas City travels well, you know, up here. Minnesota travels well down to the K. We're going to talk about the Twins as they get C4 back, and they are wasting no time putting him into the heart of the lineup. We'll get to that as we are just about 12 minutes away from pregame from Chris Atterbury and Dan Gladden and John Vitas, Mark Janowski, the whole crew live from Target Field. We're coming back in just a few minutes here on Newstalk A30 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
We are about 10 minutes away from your Major League Baseball pre, actually less than 10 minutes away from the network pregame here at Target Field. I'm Chris Tubbs at Target Field. H. Lake off tonight, J-Lo in the studio. What a way to kick off Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be a great weekend weather-wise. We finally get a good stretch of weather after everybody essentially had to build arcs over the past, you know, 3-4 days. Like, it was insane. But it is gorgeous, the ballpark, the crowd starting to fill in. It's always good, J-Lo, when you've got a rivalry team like this, and especially Kansas City. There's something about Kansas City and Minnesota, whether it's, you know, folks in the cities in Minnesota going down 35 to the K, easy to get to, right off of 70 on the edge of the Kansas City metro, or you got Royal fans coming up here to Target Field. There's just something about a Twins Royals series, especially on a holiday weekend with great weather. This is a perfect way to kick off the unofficial start to summer.
All I got to say is this. I went to a game last year. The Royals were in town. It was right after Memorial Day. It was the Monday, Tuesday. They were playing on Memorial Day. And they played Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the four-game series. I went to the Wednesday night game. And I understand it was right after the holiday. I understand it was a school night still with a lot of kids still in school. But I was shocked at how bad the attendance was, in my opinion. I thought it was about half full at Target Field for a team that was doing well at the time. They were, I believe they were in first place. If not in first place, they were close to first place. This is a great weekend, like you're saying. Great weather, great conditions. The rain is gone. Sunshine this weekend. Temperatures very, very comfortable. If it's not 85 to 90% full for these three games, if I'm not here in attendance over 100,000 for these three games, I'll be disappointed. I will.
Yeah, you know, I know this team. You know, fans have kind of been slow to come around. I understand that. And I don't have an issue with that. But I think now that you're into the warmer weather, this team has gone on a very good run. I mean, they've won 14 games in the month of May. 14-4 is the best record in Major League Baseball in the month of May. They're tied with Detroit for the most wins. And they've got more wins than Philadelphia. This is the best team in Major League Baseball over the past 3.5 weeks. And if there's ever a time to come back and say, hey, now as we're getting into the summertime, weather's warmer, the team is winning, this is the perfect time to come out to the ballpark, and you're getting your stars back. You know, Royce Lewis was out for a while, and he's been back. The bat, he's been starting to, you know, hit a little bit better. Contact has been better. He's looked more confident. And tonight you get Carlos Correa back after sustaining that concussion. Byron Buxton still on the IL. He's a little bit behind, but as you know, Dan Hayes talked with Jason DeRussia earlier, it makes sense that Byron Buxton is just a little bit behind because of those prior concussions. Carlos Correa in the lineup tonight, and he is hitting third. Your lineup for the Twins tonight, real quick, Ryan Jeffers catching, hitting leadoff. Royce Lewis, the DH, hitting second. Trevor Larnach in right, hitting third. Carlos Correa is your cleanup hitter, followed by Ty France at first. Brooks Lee is your second baseman. Jonah Bride at third. Harrison Bader in center. And Willie Castro is your left fielder. So that is your lineup for your Minnesota Twins. And, you know, it's always nice when you get your stars back because there's something about having your stars. Oh, and oh, by the way, you got Bobby Witt Jr. on the other side who is maybe the next face in Major League Baseball. This is a great series if you want to come out and you want to see stars.
Don't forget that smiling assassin behind home plate, Salvador Perez.
The twin killer, Salvador Perez.
Yes, yes, yes.
He is. Oh. Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you smiling as
yes,
you're,
yes, very good. That was the intent.
That was the yes. See, I got you.
I tell Twins fans to show up. I hope Twins fans go home disappointed.
Oh man,
I'll root for you any other time.
I know. I can't believe you're saying that on the home of the Twins. Oh, the Twins, you're a traitor.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yes.
Proudly, yes.
Hey, no, you know what? You gotta be true to your team, right? You gotta be true to who you are. And I appreciate that about you, J-Lo.
Well, and the thing is, like you said, there are players in this game and in this division that they're not gonna be Aaron Judge. They're not gonna be Shohei Ohtani. They're not gonna be the star laden teams, but there are great players in this division, and the fact that you have two of those teams coming through this week and the Twins with the possibility of making hay and trying to catch Detroit. Mm-hmm. That's a big step. That's a big thing. Hopefully we'll see some support out there for the Twins tonight.
Yeah, the Twins currently tied with the Guardians and the Royals. All three of those teams, five games behind the Tigers. The Tigers at 33-18, best record in Major League Baseball. And the White Sox, well, the White Sox are doing White Sox things. Let's just say that. At least you're not there. And, J-Lo, I've said this, and people are like, well, yeah, the Twins, you know, they only made up a little bit of ground. And I've said this several times. Yeah, that with this hot streak, they may not have made up all of it, but at least they played themselves back into the middle part of the division. And some of these other teams haven't hit their losing streaks yet. They haven't struggled yet. So the Twins have at least played themselves back into a position.
It's Memorial Day, and you're within range. It's Memorial Day. There's still plenty of time.
Absolutely. That'll do it for me from Target Field. J-Lo's back at the studio. Twins Royals coming up here on your home of the Twins, WCCO. Enjoy the broadcast with Chris, Danny, Mark, and Gino, and we will catch you live for Final Pitch after the Twins Royals Game 1 here on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.